Some of the more expensive models are going to have even longer ranges, you know, where you can go what would be about the same as a small car could get on a full tank of gas.
That's Dan Guarino from Inside Climate News, and he's been following a new kind of space race in electric vehicle batteries. And I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. Today on ClimateCast, how quickly is EV battery tech evolving? Hi, Dan. Welcome back to ClimateCast.
Good to be here.
So you wrote about the quest for a solid-state EV battery. What are they, and how are they different from current EV battery tech?
So right now, the battery that is in just about all EVs, if not all EVs that I know of, have a gel material, a kind of a thick liquid material that is what the electrons pass through as they charge and then discharge. A solid state battery is a design in which those electrons are passing through a solid material. The reason that that's potentially a breakthrough is that it takes less space to have the same amount of energy passing through a solid than it does through a gel. So you can pack more batteries into the same space, more power into the same space, which leads to longer ranges, and it also can lead to faster charging times.
As far as automakers, we know Tesla has led the way in EV technology. Which other automakers are now going all in on EV technology?
Just about every major automaker is, at the very least, talking a lot about their EV ambitions. Volkswagen is the company that could probably make the strongest case right now that it is investing the most heavily and making kind of a top-to-bottom transformation into an EV company. But it's clear that Tesla's the leader right now. It's a question of, in this future market, it will be Tesla and who. It'll be Tesla and a couple who's, but who will they be? That's one of the most fascinating things to watch right now.
We're still pretty early in this battery development process, and I know you wrote about the industry needing sort of a grand slam to reach the next level of battery technology. Who is working on it, and when might we see significant developments in the next few years?
Two of the things that I'm watching. One is, what does Tesla do next? Tesla continues to expand its battery ranges using what is in many ways existing technology. So this is not a solid state battery, but it's just kind of Tesla making its battery better and more efficient. Whether Tesla has a whole next generation battery with a different technology, they haven't said. So what does Tesla do, and how does the rest of the market react? The other thing I'm watching is Volkswagen. One of the solid state battery companies that has gotten a tremendous amount of attention is called QuantumScape. Volkswagen is a major, or the major, investor in QuantumScape. Volkswagen sees an opportunity to help catch up with Tesla, kind of shorten Tesla's lead by doing really well with this next generation technology. And whether or not they can do it, whether or not QuantumScape can develop on a large scale, this battery will have a lot to do with whether that's possible.
Well, it's interesting and important content, and it's changing so quickly. Dan Guarino with Inside Climate News, thanks so much for your perspective on ClimateCast today.
Thank you.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.